Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1116.
It's 9:07 p.m.
9:07. That is 7:09 backwards. But none of that means anything. No, because the actual time right now is 19:30 UTC. And 19:30 UTC is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I should probably point out that 19:30 UTC is also a fantastic time to drink tea. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking Longjing today, once again. And I'm really into it. I'm overly excited about the tea that I'm getting to drink today. But, don't I usually get this way? All right, well, we got plenty of time to drink some tea. What we need right now are some numbers. So, let's go to the numbers lady and ask her very politely, "Excuse me, Mrs. Numbers Lady, what are the numbers?"
The numbers are 570. Number 582, number 595, number 817, number 818. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. Those were some lovely numbers again today. All right, so what's going on today? What's happening? What's the dilly-yo? Well, I'm looking outdoors right now. It's not good. When I got up, I knew this wasn't going to be good. Okay, here's what's happening. It's a very windy day. It's a nice day. It looks like it's a good day to be outside. It's not too hot like it has been the last couple of days. But it is very windy. It is very, very windy. And that is basically how I woke up. I woke up because of the wind. I woke up because I could hear wind noise, plus my cat running around. Because it's so windy and it's exciting and, oh, what's going on? What are all these strange noises? Oh, it's so wacky sounding, my cat says as she runs around and manages to wake me up with all her stomping and running around. Because wind. Ooh, it's fun wind noise day. Yeah, I wanted to go outside. Oh, well. So, yeah, we're going to be stuck indoors today. And that's okay, because I got the Taisha Goto out. Let's play some music. Yeah, so, you know, that's fun. And now my cat's stalking me. My cat's running around here going, oh, what's happening? What are we doing? Anyway, what was I doing? What did I get this out for? What was I trying to do? What's the Phrygian scale? What's Phrygian? It's, wait. Night, is that right? No, it's. And then it's. Wait. Okay, so it's half, three, half, two? That's not right. It's nah. Okay. Oh, somebody turned the computer on.
Anyway, what am I doing? Why am I sitting up here messing around with this stuff? This is... I can do this later. I'm supposed to be doing dubious goals committee right now. Oh, so let's get a little dubious and sit down here. Oh, and guess who just showed up? It's a fluffy butt kitty. Where are you going? All right, well, fluffy butt kitty is going somewhere else. That's good. So that means I can sit down here. And, well, you know, maybe it's a good idea not to go outside today because my hip and my foot are a little bit weird. So maybe today, and this is just a suggestion, maybe today needs to be healing day. Maybe this is that day where I just sit around and drink a lot of tea. Oh, wait. That's every day when I'm sitting around and just drinking a lot of tea. Today I need to heal. I need to, I don't know, get a magic potion? Or maybe I'll have to stay in the bathtub for 5 straight hours? I'll be drinking a lot of tea, that's for sure. Just like I did last night. Just like I did the day before that. No. Oh, speaking of last night. Last night I got to thinking about something a little bit weird. I'm not sure how this happened. Was I watching something and then there was a massive feeding scene or something? I don't know. But back in the day, and I'm going to cut this story short. Back in the day, when my parents belonged to a music club, and they still belong to this same club today, somehow at some point in time, my mom got volunteered to help with the big yearly chili feed and fundraiser and concert. This club would do this thing once a year, and my mom would have to make 50 gallons of chili. Originally, she was sort of on the committee. Then my mom became the committee, and then my mom became the head of the committee. And fortunately, they don't do this anymore because this was sort of a pain, but regardless, I started thinking about a lot of chili being made for chili feeds, and I was remembering all my other experiences with this music club. My family had to do the mailings. Somebody would print this stuff up, and then it would get shipped to our house, and then we would have to fold and stuff envelopes and put mailing labels on envelopes, because it never occurred to them to just try fold it and staple it. But regardless, don't even get me started on some of this. But as I was thinking about this club and those particular parties / concerts / fundraising efforts, I was reminded of bluegrass music, because it's a bluegrass music club. And last night I got this, once I started thinking about all this, I got this song stuck in my head, a song generally known as Salty Dog, but sometimes known as Salty Dog Blues, depending on how far you're looking back. I always knew it as Salty Dog, but Salty Dog, or Salty Dog Blues, is a bluegrass standard. It is one of those classic bluegrass songs that if you are a bluegrass band, this is one of the songs you're going to play. Well, and that's great and all. Let's keep the traditions alive. Woohoo, that's all good. However, at the age of 10, here I am, stuck in a hall, and there's going to be a concert. The concert is at a bluegrass club. All bluegrass bands will be playing. They will all be playing bluegrass music. Therefore, yes, you got it. They're all going to play Salty Dog. And this was sort of an inside joke between me and my brother for a long time, because every band played this song. You had to hear it 20 times a night. If there was 5 bands in the concert, that means there was about... This is hard to explain, but back in the day, there were so many bands that they would have a contest. There would be, you know, who's the best band contest, and then that band would be like the headliner in the concert that night. I forget all the exact rules and stuff, but needless to say, you're going to hear 6 to 8 bluegrass bands. Ugh. 6 to 8 different bluegrass bands each perform at least twice. And then there's the whole, oh, our bass player did show up, so then this guy goes to play for this guy, and then these guys decide to play with these guys for a while, and blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, if you're stuck in the, it wasn't the VFW, if you're stuck in the hall all day from noon until, 10 p.m. or midnight, because, it's the all-day super party fundraiser and chili feed, you're going to hear the song Salty Dog about 24 times, 2 dozen times. And so, of course, as a child, I learned to hate the song Salty Dog. It stuck in my head, forever. I will never be able to get that out of my head. It comes to me at the strangest times, and that's just how it works. And that's what happened to me last night. I was sitting there last night, and suddenly, Salty Dog, oh god damn it, I got Salty Dog stuck in my head. So, in an effort to get this horrible song out of my head, let's go see what Lester and Earl are doing here today.
T. Tommy especially wanted us to do the Salty Dog Blues for him, Earl. Would you
better
do that?
Do it then, I guess.
Great big hole in the bottom of my shoe.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all.
Here, Sal, I know you run down stocking in a white shoe.
Let me be your son, dog. Or I won't be your man at all.
Setting on the law, fangling the trigger, now on the hook.
Let me be your son of dog, or I won't be your man at all.
Trigger and the gun said go, shot fell over in Mexico.
Let me be your soldier, or I won't be your man at all. Let me be your soldier.
Well, that was being done especially for old buddy T. Tommy.
Oh, thanks, Earl. Oh, yeah, so, that's obviously Flat and Scruggs doing the Salty Dog Blues. Holy crap, that's just the tightest, craziest thing I've ever heard. good stuff. Oh boy, I kind of needed that. That sort of changed my mood around already. I'm very happy now. And after hearing that, I'm starting to realize that we don't have enough dobro breaks on this show. Not enough dobro solos. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, is this where you take out your dobro? Start doing some dobro solos for us? I would love to. I mean, I really would. But you're not going to believe this. I don't actually own a dobro. It's true. But that's okay. I'm sure I'll have one someday. In the meantime, I'll just keep drinking tea and listening to music. And doing other fun stuff, like wondering when the wind is ever going to die down. All I want to do is go outside. Oh, that reminds me. I got to go to the store. I'm running out of food. Should I do that today? No. Should I do that tomorrow? Maybe. I want to do it before the weekend, but... Oh, yummy tea. All right. I'll think about going to the store. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I would say, oh, I'll just go tonight. No, the store's closed at night because that's when the virus hunts. And, oh, that's because we know what viruses are. And I saw people walking around the other day with scarves in front of their face, like yarn is going to protect them from, oh my God, the general stupidity. It just pains me. And now, because I'm thinking of the idiocy of our planet, I'm starting to get into a bad mood again, so we need some more music. What's it gonna be? Oh, I know, that's what we, I got it. When I was doing stuff last night, I was scrolling past, you know, some stuff, and it said, blah, 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 blah. If you enjoyed listening to Wagaki Band, you might also like this. And they showed me some thumbnails of a band called Jupiter. A Japanese obvious visual K band, right? And I thought, okay, I like visual K. Maybe not necessarily the bands, but... oh, everybody just looks so cute in their costumes. And so, yeah, I thought, I'm going to have to check that out to see if that stuff's any good, if I want to listen to any of that. So, that's what we're going to do. I'm pulling up some Jupiter here, and we have about 3 or 4 songs to choose from. The Theory of Evolution, no thank you. The Birth of Venus, no thank you. Or Arcadia. Well, of course it's going to be Arcadia. So let's see what these guys are all about and give them a try. Oh, they sure got some interesting costumes. And oh, those girls have some extremely expensive guitars. I do like girls with very expensive guitars. It tells me a lot about their personality. So let's turn this up a little bit. Ooh, look, it's all fancy. Wait, is it on? Oh boy. We're going for a ride now, kids. where the hell is this going? Okay, all right. We've got a lot to discuss now. This is okay. What the hell did I just watch? Okay, first of all, that was terrible and awesome and the greatest thing I've ever seen ever. I think I'm not sure. I'm still processing what I just saw. Okay, that was the song Arcadia by Jupiter. And you're going to need to watch this video. This is 4 minutes and 33 seconds of something you need to see. The pageantry, the regalia, what the hell is going on here? And also, did that chick really do that string skipping, sweep picking thing that was... Okay. Let's just start at the beginning. When this song started up, I went, uh-oh. Because I heard that thump of the double bass 16th notes. Great. So we're going to have power metal. So somebody decided, I have an idea. We're going to have a visual K band be power metal. But then it's not only just power metal, it's also black metal and symphonic metal. So we've got a number of metal subgenres blended together here. Fine. It's not my thing. It's not really what I'm into. It's not my go-to music. It's not the first thing I'm going to want to listen to. But, you know, if you need to get pumped up and powered up, this is what you want to watch. Now, this band. They are a visual K band. This is a thing in Japan where everybody dresses up and wears beautiful costumes. So this band is wearing beautiful costumes. They have beautiful hair. They have... beautiful costumes and beautiful faces. These are the 5 most beautiful human beings I've ever seen in my life. I'm not sure which ones are the boys and which ones are the girls. It's such an androgynous, glamorous band that at this point it doesn't matter. It's so much beauty. The makeup, the hair, the clothes. What am I seeing? I didn't know that clothes like this existed in real life. The only time I've ever seen clothes like this is when I'm, you know, watching anime and, you know, the captain of the Sky Pirates comes out and he's got this... That's what these people are wearing. You should see the front man for this band. He's wearing this... It's like if the Japanese designed... regalia for Louis XIV, the Sun King, this is what it would look like. So it's half like Tokugawa era shogunate combined with Louis XIV with a little bit of anime and a lot of sequins and shiny shit everywhere, and it's all white themed. And then we got these guitarists, and they look like characters from Raid Shadow Legends or Dota, Defense of the Ancients, you know, these role-playing games, you know, Link, or even worse, Final Fantasy. These look like Final Fantasy costumes, except they're real. These are real clothes that these people are wearing. Who made this? You know, as an ex-costumer and a theatrical-based person, I understand the effort and cost that goes into this costumery. This band's costumes, they got more money in these damn costumes than most bands have in their musical instruments and their PA system. Okay. So they look beautiful. They're all very beautiful and sexy, and everybody wants to be in love with them. Okay, no problem. That's typical for a visual K band. No problem. But that music, when that started up, I was like, oh, groan, I gotta do metal. But actually, after I got about a minute into that, I thought, yeah, this is kind of okay. I mean, if I'm going to have to listen to metal, if I'm going to have to listen to black symphonic power metal from Japan, this is the stuff I'm going to listen to. This is what I'm going to choose. Okay. So I heard a lot of very skillful stuff in there. There's, these people are not hacks. This is obviously a put-together, managed group. This was an assembled band, very clearly. They got some unbelievably good players. And so I appreciate the music. I appreciate the technique. I understand what it takes to do that. And that was wow. Like I say, I'm not a metal guy. But that was impressive as hell. Okay? and the singer. I like the singer. Good drummer, crazy with his, you know, double kicks. Love this guitarist, though. I love this. I think she's a girl. Love this one guitarist. She's crazy good. The other guitarist is good, too, and I like the bass player. I like the bass player's costume. He looks like the Jade Warlord from the movie Forbidden Kingdom with Jet Li and Jackie Chan. Oh, that's the other thing. Hey, you want to have some fun? You're stuck indoors. You want to watch a fun movie that mixes new storytelling like isekai with ancient Chinese storytelling techniques? Watch the movie Forbidden Kingdom starring Jackie Chan and Jet Li. Oh, and Li Bingbing is in it. Oh, she's a bad witch. Oh, it's free. It's on YouTube. And while you're at it, watch this video. Just do a search for Jupiter Arcadia and watch this video, and you're just gonna look at this and go, oh my God, he was right. This is some very beautiful stuff. This is how bands should look. Or maybe not. I don't know. It's just my opinion, but it's my committee, so my opinion matters the most. Well, what's my committee? Well, it's the Dubious Goals Committee, of course. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I gotta figure out lunch, so go watch this video and movie, and bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.